From today's gospel, our provision, they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. A good beginning calls for a good ending, and that calls for a certain decisiveness and doneness. The gospel for St. Luke's Day has the beginning and ending of the gospel, according to St. Luke. He tells us that he had done his research. That done, he begins to write his orderly account so that Theophilus, when he has finished reading it, may know the truth of it all. The ending of the gospel draws it all together and sets the scene for the next beginning. And there's more to it than Luke's great literary skill, though that is something he has been schooled in, and it is there being used to tell what all of Scripture is there to tell us. Jesus says, "While I was yet with you," so that's over. And what come next? A new beginning. And for that, he proceeds to equip them. The vitality of an ending is in what it begins. "These are my words which I spoke to you." They are to begin to grow into that confidence which is not propped up by their seeing him, but relies on his words, with which he is present, bestowing what they say. They have the Scripture with everything written about him. Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. That has been done. It is finished. Now from that finish, the beginning of carrying what he has finished to all the nations. The words that proclaim him carry him to all the nations. The witnesses of these things he sends to carry the words that carry him, and they will be carried by those words. He promises that they will have his accompanying Spirit. For the Spirit and his enabling dynamic, they are to wait. For the Spirit comes as a gift, the promise of the Father. The days of his being with them are over. His passion, death, and resurrection are finished. Now it's over to his disciples to carry on, to carry him and what he has done, to carry his words out into the world. But he does not say, "Go to it." He says, "Wait in Jerusalem." He has given them a load of exegetical work to do in Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, with burning hearts, for he has opened to them the Scriptures. This time of working, waiting, and praying in the upper room bears fruit. In Peter's first sermon, which began, "Brethren, the Scripture has to be fulfilled which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David," Jesus brings to an end his time when he is seen with them. He brings to an end his passion, death, and resurrection, and he will bring to an end also their time of working and preparation in Jerusalem. With each ending, he makes a new beginning, and each beginning is more. Their times are in his hands. The scars in his hands and feet made them sure of him and of what he had finished. That they are to proclaim in his name forgiveness. Sin is what ruins us. Sin that takes us, cuts us off from the living God. That death must be disclosed, that death that is ours by our sin. Repentance. And the message that that death has been died for us, as the wounds of Christ declare. Repentance and faith, forgiveness of sins, are to be preached in his name to all nations. But not quite yet. Stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. From our Lord come our beginnings and our endings, which come to us on the level of his eating a piece of broiled fish, of our studying the scriptures with burning hearts as he opens them to us by way of a boiled fish of a professor. Even so, your times, your beginnings and endings are in his hands. So then also the beginning of each new day. And this day is particular in being St. Luke's Day, when we rejoice in what our Lord gives us by way of his servant, Luke. In Luke there is a continuity of the upper room. It's always the same Jesus, and the same Jesus giving more. Jesus gave them his blessing as he brought to an end their time of seeing him. They returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And so, not as those who had lost something by an ending, but as those who had been given much more in a new beginning that was first a time of preparation. In our days of preparation, we have now our upper room time. We are in the company of our Lord and his disciples, angels and archangels, and all the company of heaven, as if the parousia had begun already. My Lord, what a morning! As he gives us his body to eat and his blood to drink, he makes a new beginning with us, as he makes an ending with repentance and the forgiveness of sins. Nothing then can hold us back, hold us captive, keep us from the great joy of a new beginning. They returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God that first. And also they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Later on, the church at Antioch decided to call Paul and Barnabas. They laid their hands on them and sent them off. Then, at Acts 16:10, at Troas, Luke slips into the scene. We thought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. No noisy, da-da, here I am, watch out, just watch me when I get me my own church. Luke was given a new beginning in carrying the word. That is what is going on. The Word. And he tells that story. The Word of God grew and multiplied. Luke is in on that also. And in our Lord's way with our lives of endings and beginnings, we also may, of his generous mercy and ascending blessing, have our joyful part. And toward that, first, now, come and be given his body to eat and his blood to drink. Maranatha. Amen.